Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowen with you. Just got about 6 minutes left in this Tuesday edition. So if you have any quick questions, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. Here with Riley County Commission Chairman Ron Wells and Zoning Enforcement Officer Steve Higgins. And Ron, yesterday's County Commission meeting, one of the topics that, you guys spent quite a bit of time on was talking about freshening up the Courthouse Plaza area around those buildings. Kind of want to update our listeners on that.
Well, it's needed. It's our Raleigh County Courthouse and Carnegie Library are kind of a focal point downtown, or a very important part of downtown, and we want to maintain that appearance. The old lighting that was on the courthouse is antiquated. Some works, some doesn't. We need some new up lighting for it in the evening. We have some trees that are in decline or need to be taken out. And then we have the brick pavers and concrete work, and it's been a failure from freezing and thawing. And we have the possibility somebody, and we have had people trip and get injured. So we need to freshen that up down there. We are going to negotiate with a local firm to do the drawing and design work for the shrubs and the plantings. We are discussing how to handle the flat work, the concrete work, so to speak. We want it to be nice looking, but we don't want it to be so ornate that it's more detractive from the courthouse. I think the courthouse should be the focal point. But we want a nice looking, other than just a flat gray concrete slab, you know. So we're going to turn that over to the experts to come up with some designs and ideas for us to review and look at.
And of course, a lot of this comes to the fact that the entrances are different, so you probably want to do some landscaping that kind of helps guide people to the right entrance into the courthouse.
Yeah, with the secured entrance now, you'd be approaching what I would call the front door from points. It will actually Y off and take you around to the secure entrance where you actually enter, and then leave it open to where someday, if that goes away or we have some other method, then we can also go right on up to the front door with the concrete. But in the meantime, it'll direct you around the courthouse to the appropriate entrance.
And definitely something that I'm sure the county wants to take a lot of good care in, because I know, Steve, you're talking over the break. A lot of people do like the way it looks right now. A lot of people take photos. I think you said something about that.
Yes, people taking photos of all kinds.
Oh, we do have a phone call. Caller, you are on In Focus. Just a couple minutes. Go right ahead.
Yeah, look. Instead of using concrete, why don't you guys think about using boardwalks in there? That would look a heck of a lot better. And we've got wood around here that's impervious to the weather, insects, and everything else. So I think that'd be a good option instead of going to concrete. Thank you.
We discussed that at length, no matter how impervious, it's a high maintenance product, higher maintenance than doing a masonry type, marble, granite, concrete and things. So, but that has been figured in also, so that will be looked at. But we're trying to eliminate the expense of the added maintenance too. So we are discussing that, so that will be part of the mix.
And everything really is still in discussion moments. I think you don't even have a contract necessarily signed for anybody to do it yet. You're just kind of looking at the options
Very, very preliminary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to get the right firm on hand, and then we'll look at the options, and of course, it'll be the expense, too.
Do you have any early figures on early estimations?
No, none, because we just don't have any which way we're going to go yet. We have one very, very large mature tree that I want assessed to see how much life is left, because we don't want to design around a tree and have it die in the next 5 years, 10 years even. So that would be a major expense too, whether it's has to be removed and a large tree planted back. That's kind of up to the design people.
You know, any of the ages on some of those trees there? I imagine some have been there quite a while.
Well, somebody joked the other day, the only way to know for sure is to cut it down and count the rings, but we don't want to do that. So, we just have to look at old photos of the courthouse.
All right. Ron, Steve, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Dave, I tee it off to you, sir.
Ah, thank you so much. Appreciate that. Good to have you guys in. Tomorrow on KMAN's In Focus, we have Pottawatomie County Schools USD 323 and 320 joining us. Superintendents Kevin Logan and Tim Winter among our guests. Royals early today, beginning at 11:30. That'll preempt Rush and part of the Dan Patrick Show.